Well, welcome to the call, head coach to the JMU Dukes, Kurt Cinetti. Good morning, Coach Cinetti.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Doing well. Good to see you. Game week, Morehead State on Saturday. Just talk about how preseason camp has gone for the Dukes and how you feel about your squad going into the season.
Thought we had a good camp. The guys had a really focused, business-like approach to every practice and was very pleased with the effort, what we got done. They got after it pretty good, and we used last week, the last half of last week, to kind of fresh them up a little bit, mend a few guys up, and they'll be excited to play.
Your first question this morning from Greg Medea. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Kurt, I just wanted to ask you about Chris Thornton. We didn't talk too much about him during camp, but what did he do well or progress during the month of August? Where is he at in his development going into his second year in the offense?
I thought he had a really good camp. You know, he had a nice season last season for us, made all conference, made a lot of explosive plays, did the same thing in camp. You know, he's a natural football player. He's got really good instincts. He makes good decisions on the field, good hands. He's very dependable, practices hard. He's out there every single day. And, you know, we try to find ways to get him the ball, and there's a lot of things he does really well. You know, he's an explosive player for us. So looking for him to have a really big year.
And I know I asked you Friday, but I'll ask you again. Do you have a backup quarterback?
Well, I mean, you know, there's competition at the position. You know, if we had to play tomorrow, you know, I got a pretty good idea who we'd probably trot out there second. But, you know, I don't see any need to make an announcement, and might as well let the competition play out as long as we can. You know, it makes everybody better. But I think all three of those guys have done a good job. And, you know, the freshman, Billy Atkins, has you know, I think he's really come on and caught our eye. Once he understood what it was all about in terms of studying, learning the offense, how much time you have to put in to learn it. I mean, he's not there yet, obviously, needs more reps, but he's got arm talent and good escapability. So, but all three of those guys, we feel good about.
Thanks.
Next question from Wayne Apps. Go ahead, Wayne.
All right, good morning. I want to ask about Kelvin Azanima. You know, your first year was a year when he made his first significant contributions on defense, and in the spring was his first year as a full-time starter. So what growth have you seen in him over your time here, and what do you want to see from him this fall now back as a veteran on that defense?
Yeah, he's a really smart player. He studies. He knows the defense inside and out. He played a key role for us in 19. He actually rotated quite a bit with Landon Ward at Mike. And, you know, he played Mike for us in the spring, took the majority of the snaps. I think he was second team all conference. So he's like a coach on the field and his ability to make adjustments and put people in the right position. And like everybody else, you know, he's got areas that he can improve. You know, sometimes it's just tackling. But a real dependable guy. He's really sharp. He's quick. He's fast. Got good hands. He had an interception or two. So, and he's a good special teams player for us too.
I want to ask about Harry O'Kelly too. He's also been a reliable guy since he came in. But I was curious, what does he add? You know, with sort of his personality in the group. Like, what does that do for the group? You know, having a guy like that, it seems like he's gets along with everybody in the group and maybe kind of a glue guy. What does he add in that aspect with his personality?
Well, you know, he's an older guy, and everybody likes Harry, and you know, he keeps things light, but he also has a good pulse. He's a good leader on the team. You know, he obviously has been punting for a long time, and you know, he's good in the clutch and done a nice job in preseason camp. You know, Ritter behind him has been booming the ball too. He's actually created a little competition at that position, which is good. Everybody needs a little competition. But you know, when you look at our specialists, you got Kyle Davis, Harry, and Racky, those are three veteran guys that have all earned recognition on All-American teams in the past. So we feel really good about that specialist group.
Thank you.
Next question from TJ. Go ahead, TJ.
Coach, when you look at this kind of from a big picture perspective of game week is finally here. You just ended your previous season a few months ago. Just what's the excitement level? What's the mentality around the group this week as finally reached game week after the spring season?
I suspect it's really going to build throughout the week. You know, it's early Monday. We haven't been with them yet. We lightened up at the tail end of last week. I thought they looked fresh. They were flying around pretty good Friday night. We're going to practice again tonight. So I know when it's time to kick it off, our guys are going to be juiced up.
Did you get everything accomplished you wanted to in fall camp? Do you feel good about where you guys are at overall? Behind where you wanted to be? Kind of assess that from a whole big picture perspective as well.
I think in terms of a mentality and identity, we're where we wanted to be. I like the way we approached every single practice. Typical camp, you get a few guys nicked up. You know, we got some guys that we'll know more about toward the end of the week. But we got pretty good depth at a lot of positions, especially on defense. All in all, you know, I thought it was a really good camp. I like the team attitude, the mentality, and sort of the focus and, you know, what they're trying to get done. They know how to go about it, and I think we're in a good place.
Got another question from Wayne. Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, so I also want to ask, you know, there's just been, you know, so much talk about how much experience there is on this group, the returning starters, the sort of super seniors on this group. What, in your perspective, is the biggest benefit of having so many experienced guys heading into this fall season?
You just can't put a value on positive experience. Guys that have had success in the past on the field, you know, their confidence level, their ability to play well and take their game, you know, to another level yet. And I think all these guys came back for a reason and been pleased with all of them, very focused. You know, we got a mature team, a lot of guys that, you know, played a lot of snaps. And so, you know, there's not much they haven't seen at the college level. On the football field in terms of having to make adjustments or what have you, or, you know, handling certain situations. So, you know, positive experience is a great thing, and we have it.
One more for me. On Saturday, is there anything sort of top of the list, maybe any particular position group that you're going to, you know, have your eyes on the most? Like what's sort of going to be top of the list for what you want to see from the group on Saturday?
You know, not really a specific position group. I just want to see us go out there and play flawless execution. That's always the goal. It's hard to attain. And play four quarters of football at a high level and not have sort of those peaks and valleys. You know, I'd like to see us play, you know, consistently and execute and get guys doing what they're coached to do. That's always a goal, and that's the winning formula.
Thank you.
Follow-up question from Greg. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, Kurt, I guess just with all the experience you have, can you do more on offense and defense if that's something you want to do scheme-wise? Can you put in more if because of those older guys?
We probably can, particularly on the defensive side. We've got a few more DBs and, you know, D linemen to create a few more packages, get a few more guys on the field. We've got an experienced quarterback that is really smart, makes quick decisions, that can handle volume. So from that standpoint, you know, we can probably do more. We do have a few young guys at certain positions, and, you know, the depth on offense at certain positions isn't what it is on the defensive side of the ball, but can we do more across the board? Probably, yeah. But it's not much you do, it's how well you do it.
Thanks.
Next question, Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, another one kind of on the experience vein, but with Liam on the offensive line coming back, and what sort of presence does he bring? And was he able to help out with some of the younger guys despite being injured in the spring?
Well, yeah, I think he was a big help. You know, Cole Potts started at right guard, and we're going to have two Cole Potts is going to start again at right guard. You know, it'll be his freshman year again. Tyshawn Wyatt will start at left guard. He's freshman. Liam's moved to left tackle, so having an experienced guy next to Wyatt will be a real big plus. And, you know, Liam is a great player. And, you know, he's a guy that when you put the tape on Sunday, you know, there's very few minuses. And he knows what to do. He knows how to react to certain looks that maybe you haven't seen, make the right adjustments, and just a really solid player. We got to keep him healthy and keep him available throughout the whole season.
Kirk, just talk a little bit about Morehead State. Is it a program that you guys are familiar with as you've started to look at them a little bit? What are some of the challenges that they present Saturday?
Well, you know, they know us. We know them. We opened with them last season. And they finished the season really strong. They won four of their last five games. So on the defensive side of the ball, they've got eight seniors or fourth-year juniors. And offensively, they got a nice receiving core. Both those guys were all conference-type players. Quarterback completed 61%, had a good touchdown-interception ratio. So, you know, they played really well at the end of the spring. And, you know, I'm sure they've taken their notes from the first time we played, and I expect them to come in here. And, you know, the one thing I'll say, they weren't intimidated. They came in here and they hit us. And so, but it's always about us more than about the opponent. Obviously, you know, Pioneer League, they don't have as many scholarships as we do and all that. So I'm just looking for our guys to go out there, fly around, do what they're supposed to do.
I'll let you go. I know your main concern is what's going on in the field, but how nice to be back at home in front of a normal crowd with your band and everything else there.
Oh, it, unbelievable. I guess until we run out on the field and experience it during the game, you know, you almost forget what it was like having gone through last season. And I know the people in the stands are excited to get back and tailgate before the game and be able to fill the stadium up and what have you. And so that'll be awesome again. It's a great advantage for us. You know, we have a stadium that's second to none at this level. We have best fan base in America at this level. And so it's definitely worth a few more points. There's no doubt about it.
All right, Kurt. Thanks as always for taking time with us this morning. Good luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.